Welcome back to post-game coverage of Belmont Clemmie Baseball from beautiful Principal Park in Des Moines, home of the Iowa Cubs, where the Broncos fell here today to top of Iowa West rival Garner Hayfield Ventura 7-5. We're joined by the head coach of the Broncos, Corey Yoder. A really good rally from your team, Coach, after getting down early a couple times. Your thoughts on playing in a beautiful park here today?
Oh, this was a great environment, Josh. Our kids played wonderful today, except for one bad inning. We were right in the game, rather. We made them use over five pitchers. I'm super proud of our kids and their effort today. They did a really good job. And super proud of number four, Cohen Kelly. Been sick all week with a temperature of 102, 103, and come out and gave us three good innings today. So congratulations. This is the best game we played all year, and I think we're moving a step in the right direction.
Falling behind twice in this game, your team able to rally from a 2-0 deficit and then rallying from a 6-2 deficit to get it to a one-run game. The proudness of your batters here today.
Yeah, Braden Doherty with a big bases loaded clearing double. We kind of left a couple runs out there. I know we ended up getting the one run in there. We had our bases loaded, and we should have had a score. It didn't score because he thought we held them up. But other than that, Josh, I can't complain one bit about our effort today. The kids, Zach Hansen had some great hits, but Braden Doherty came alive for us today. That was a big bases loaded clearing, what we needed tremendously with two outs.
What it was like getting to play in the atmosphere here today, it's not often that a high school team can play in a minor league park like this. Just the excitement you had and your players felt getting to play out here today.
Yeah, the kids fed off the excitement. And today was what I'm proud of the most is when we got behind, we didn't fold. We didn't buckle under the pressure like we had the last couple games. The kids stayed with it. I just told them, believe in themselves and think good things are going to happen. Good things happen today when you just stay with it. You just never know in the game of baseball, anything's possible. Like I said, I told our kids, made them go through five pitchers. So you got to give our kids credit. They battled. We just came up a little bit short today.
The support you felt seeing a great crowd from Bronco Country making the trip down here to support the team here in Des Moines today.
Yes, our fans are great. They follow us all over. A big contingent here cheering us on, and that gave us a lot of momentum too. But I'm going to give it the credit all to our kids and my assistant coach, Evan Pearsall. They do a great job. That's why people are asking me, why do you stand on third? You're the head coach, Corey. I'm like, no. I get able to talk to the kids on third and let them know what's going on, and Evan does a great job. He's a baseball savant. He knows what's going on, and I'm glad to have his assistant coach. And this was the greatest time I've had in a long time playing the game of baseball.
You have a busy rest of the week. How you feel this helped prep your team for a busy week remaining for this team?
Yeah, the reason we pulled Davey Presley out is so we could use him later on in the week because one of his close family members or our girlfriend's family passed away, so we won't have him Wednesday, so we can save him. We got Brody in there for one batter, which he did a great job. We'll be able to use him, and we'll be able to get Cole within the next day and a half as well. So we're going to have our whole pitching staff available. Also with Grayson Arthur coming up with, I'm trying to think if we play on Wednesday. North Union. And then we have Thursday at Nashville playing field, then Friday at home against North Iowa. Three games we have a shot at winning.
Final thoughts, Coach. It's a beautiful day to come out and play baseball here in Principal Park, and your team left it all out there on the field.
Yeah, super proud. Again, I'm super proud of my kids, and we'll be back. We're gaining ground every time. We're getting better each game, and that's what I want to see. I know we're a very young team. We only have two seniors on the team, and I got to give it to – I'm going to say a lot about our outfielders today. They did a fantastic job. Ryder Ganson, Zach Hansen, and Brayden Doherty covered the ground out there. And you see the outfield's way big, and they did a great job keeping us in the game.
Well, Coach, best of luck as you press on here this week, and good effort out there here today. Best of luck with your three games coming up. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Great job, Kale and Jay. We love you.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Belmont Clemmie Baseball, Corey Yoder, joining us here post-game from Principal Park in Des Moines.